AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Freddie Gray's family is satisfied with the charges against six Baltimore police officers in the death of the man who was fatally injured in the back of a police wagon, stepfather Richard Shipley.
We are disappointed in the apparent rush to judgment, given the fact the investigation into this matter has not been concluded.
That's the police union president, Gene Ryan. He heads the Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge Number 3. He says the prosecutor was quick to file charges. Here's the stepfather of Freddie, who speaks about his relief that the charges were filed. And we're having a little trouble with that. We'll bring that to you later. Warren Levinson, our reporter, is on the streets of Baltimore with reaction.
At North and Penn, an epicenter of Monday's rioting, the state attorney's decision to prosecute touched off a party loud enough to drown out the drone of police helicopters circling the neighborhood incessantly. Taylor King was drinking it all in.
I want to remember all the noises, the horns honking, this lady talking, the helicopters. I want to remember this because this is beautiful.
Proclaiming no one is above the law, prosecutor Marilyn Mosby charged the six officers in whose custody Freddie Gray received fatal injuries with crimes ranging from second-degree murder to assault. It's not enough, said more than one person at Penn and North. It's empty without convictions. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
The search continues for possible victims in Washington, D.C. at the site of the Watergate Hotel. A cadaver dog made a possible hit where a parking garage collapsed today under construction. Stand by me. Benny King has died. The former Drifters lead singer and solo artist was 76. His publicist says he died of natural causes. Wall Street Higher this Friday. This is AP Radio News. New findings on the Ebola virus. AP correspondent Mike Stobie reports that health officials think it can be spread through unprotected sex.
They knew it was possible that Ebola could spread through sex, and they thought it was up to 3 months after the survivor got over Ebola. Now it looks like it's more than 5 months later.
Today's report outlines the case of a Liberian woman whose infection likely came after a man who had Ebola symptoms last fall. Now, she fell ill in March, a week after having sex with him. She died. But another woman who also had sex with the man tested negative for Ebola. Some South Florida politicians say that they are being ignored by the state capitol. They want to form their own state. The South Miami City Commission's urging the creation of the state of South Florida. Not likely, though, since Florida voters and Congress would have to approve. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.